Harry couldn't take any more. Clearing his throat loudly, he stepped out from behind the bookshelves. If he hadn't been feeling so angry, he would have found the sight that greeted him funny. Every one of the Hufflepuffs looked as though they had been petrified by the sight of him, and the colour was draining out of Ernie's face. "Hello," said Harry. "I'm looking for Justin Finch Fletchley." The Hufflepuffs' worst fears had clearly been confirmed. They all looked fearfully at Ernie.
"What do you want with him?" said Ernie in a quavering voice.
"I wanted to tell him what really happened with that snake at the dueling club," said Harry. Ernie bit his white lips and then, taking a deep breath, said,
"We were all there. We saw what happened."
"Then you noticed that after I spoke to it, the snake backed off," said Harry.
"All I saw," said Ernie stubbornly, though he was trembling as he spoke, "was you speaking parcel tongue and chasing the snake toward Justin."
"I didn't chase it at him," Harry said, his voice shaking with anger. "It didn't even touch him."
"It was a very near miss," said Ernie. "And in case you're getting ideas," he added hastily, "I might tell you that you can trace my family back through 9 generations of witches and warlocks, and my blood's as pure as anyone's, so I don't care what sort of blood you've got," said Harry fiercely. "Why would I want to attack Muggleborns?"
"I've heard you hate those Muggles you live with," said Ernie swiftly.
"It's not possible to live with the Dursleys and not hate them," said Harry. "I'd like to see you try it."
He turned on his heel and stormed out of the library, earning himself a reproving glare from Madam Pince, who was polishing the gilded cover of a large spellbook. Harry blundered up the corridor, barely noticing where he was going. He was in such a fury. The result was that he walked into something very large and solid, which knocked him backward onto the floor. "Oh, hello, Hagrid," Harry said, looking up. Hagrid's face was entirely hidden by a woolly, snow-covered balaclava, but it couldn't possibly be anyone else, as he filled most of the corridor in his moleskin overcoat. A dead rooster was hanging from one of his massive gloved hands.
"All right, Harry,"
he said, pulling up the balaclava so he could speak.
"Why aren't you in class?"
"Cancelled," said Harry, getting up.
"What are you doing in here?"
Hagrid held up the limp rooster.
"Second one killed this term," he explained. "It's either foxes or a blood-sucking bugbear, and I need the headmaster's permission to put a charm around the hen coop."
He peered more closely at Harry from under his thick, snow-flecked eyebrows.
"You sure you're all right? You look all hot and bothered."
Harry couldn't bring himself to repeat what Ernie and the rest of the Hufflepuffs had been saying about him.
"It's nothing," he said. "I better get going, Hagrid. It's Transfiguration next, and I've got to pick up my books."
He walked off, his mind still full of what Ernie had said about him. Justin's been waiting for something like this to happen ever since he let slip to Potter he was Muggle-born.